Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Now, on yesterday's programme, we were talking about statutory entitlements to compassionate, to bereavement leave. If somebody, member of your immediate family, unfortunately passes away, a lot of people getting in touch about this. Peter Shelley is with me here on the line today. Peter, what's your story?
My daughter passed away in January this year.
Oh, God, Peter. I'm sorry to hear that.
I was obviously lucky enough to get some time off work. I took a month off initially, and then I decided that I was going to go back to work. I went back to work for 3 to 4 weeks, and I decided that I wasn't able for it, basically. So I ended up taking a further 6 months off on top of that then.
What age was your daughter, Peter?
She was 8 weeks. So I was in speaking to you about her for the infant and child loss awareness in October. She was 8 weeks and 2 days old. I suppose like one of the things that stood out to me yesterday when you were speaking about it is everyone presumes that you have that time off, that you automatically are entitled to it, which you're not. And then on top of that, then I suppose some of the comments that came in yesterday that you were reading out about people would take advantage of it. I think if anyone's going to take advantage of any type of leave that was given to them and it's over the death of someone, then they probably need to take a look at themselves and think, okay.
Oh God.
Or maybe they haven't lost anyone.
So when your daughter passed away, it was a month initially, and was that offered to you by your employer? Did you have to seek it out, or was that just sort of standard policy within the company?
That was just speaking with my managers. So my two managers, they had told me take as long as I needed to, and eventually then, like, there was no set time frame really given to me. The same when I went back to work then, there was no pressure to be in a certain amount of days or to do a certain amount of work. It was basically see how I got on. I had committed myself to going back for 4 weeks, so I wanted to give it a proper go because I knew the first couple of weeks were going to be hard.
Oh, sure, God, yeah.
After a month, I realised that I wasn't able for it, and I approached them then about taking more time off. So that's when the 6 months were approved. Even when I came to go back to work after the 6 months, it was still a slow approach to me going back. So it was I sure that I wanted to go back? And even when I decided that I was, how much was I able to do? So sitting down with me before I went back and outlining the work, okay, what would I be able for and what would I not be able for? What did I not want to try straight away? And look, after that's then... That's 8 months after my daughter passed away that I go back to work. And like, it's very hard to put a timeline on it and say when you'll be ready or when you won't be ready. I sat in meetings, and after 15 minutes, I realized I hadn't listened to what was being spoke about. And I'd have to say, like, my concentration level wasn't there.
Yeah.
But people were understanding of that, and people...
It sounds like they were very, really decent and accommodating from what you're saying, Peter.
Yeah, and I think, like, from a business point of view, in return, what they'll get is they'll get a good worker. So if you're willing to support that worker, they'll be willing to do pretty much anything for you in the long run.
And that's the upper end, isn't it? Like, Peter, what you've experienced, and I know for listeners getting in touch yesterday, and as you know, you're right about this. We were talking about it on the show yesterday because in the UK, the Labour Party there is looking to bring in a statutory entitlement, and it's not just for, you know, in your case, your daughter, or for somebody's spouse or parent. I mean, they're looking in the UK at the moment to bring in compassionate leave for your aunt-in-law, your uncle-in-law, your niece, your nephew. That it's part of the kind of the wider family spectrum, that there would be a number of days that you are legally entitled to take, and that it's not the purview of your employer to decide.
That's probably where it gets tricky, because you don't know everyone's situation. Maybe you're brought up by that aunt or aunt-in-law or whoever it might be, and so that's really where it starts to get tricky for people. But you'd like to think that if people need the time, that they'd be given the time, and if they don't need the time, they won't take the time. So just because it's there, it doesn't mean that you have to take it.
And you might have a decent employer who was very accommodating, or maybe other listeners have experiences of a policy within their company, you know, whereby there is a number of days outlined. But the idea that you can get a flu, you know, or a cold and be out of work on sick leave for up to 5 days across the year, and that, you know, in your case, like your daughter or child or spouse could pass away and you're legally not entitled actually to any day off.
Yeah, and look, that I suppose what I'd like to see is maybe looking at that immediate family first. It'd be a good place to start rather than worrying about the extended family then after that.
So we were talking to Grief Ireland and other organisations on the show yesterday after we heard from listeners sharing their stories with us. And this is something that they're supporting. They want the Irish government to look into a statutory entitlement. I take it, Peter, that's something you too would support.
Definitely. I actually recorded with Cathy yesterday, my own story. And from speaking with her, I was under the impression that everyone was entitled to, if your parent passed away or if your brother or sister, they were entitled to a certain amount of days. And it was after having the conversation with her that I realised that they actually weren't. And I think most people just presume that you are entitled to a certain amount of days. My granddad passed away 24 years ago now, I think it is. And I remember the job I was in at the time, looking for time off, and I was told I had a certain amount of days that I could take. Now, in the end, they were a lot more accommodating again, but that was always my impression. You got a certain amount of days depending on the relationship that you had or the relative that it was. So, yeah, definitely I would stand behind it.
There's a listener here who says, like, I'm just wondering, where do you draw a line? For instance, my aunt is actually like a second mum to me. Would they too be treated in the same way? Obviously, people are going to have, you know, there will be individual circumstances where you'll have a family member. Maybe it's a friend of the family that was like a second parent or, you know, or brother or sister or sibling or something like that. That's something an employer can look at. But you'd like to think, my God, if your spouse or child passed away, that you would legally be entitled to a day off.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to keep everyone happy, no matter what. If they can bring it in to law that you're entitled to a certain amount of days, there's always going to be differences in relationships that people have. It's not just the name, the relationship that you have, that it's your aunt or your uncle. Like I said, they could be the ones that brought you up, and maybe are, or you do need more time off then.
There's a listener here who's got in touch to say, just listening to Peter this afternoon, I worked in retail and I was expected to be back in work 2 days after my mother passed away. I mean, that's
but even for that, like if you work in retail, what type of experience can you give customers coming in after going through something like that? A couple of days later, you're still in shock. Like the grief didn't hit me for months after, 5-6 months before I really felt at my lowest point. So had I gone back after a month and had I seen it through, what would my employer have got those months later?
Peter, do you mind me asking, and it's, you know, nearly a year on now and heading into the first Christmas, how are you and your partner doing?
Christmas is a tough time because Ayla was born in November, so she passed away in January. So that whole season of Christmas is when she was with us. So everything now, like, it just feels like we're being surrounded everywhere by Christmas. Everywhere you look or you listen, it's Christmas. You walk into a shop, it's Christmas. So that adds an extra strain to it. There's no avoiding it. With two other kids, so you're trying to put the happy face on for them and you're trying to do the right thing. But yeah, it's tough. It's really, really tough. But look, you see, other people have got through it, and that's probably where I take my bit of inspiration from, is like I've surrounded myself with other people who've gone through this and have come out the other side. And that's all you can do. All you can do is take one day at a time. I'm surprised we even got the Christmas tree up this year, to be honest.
No, I know. I can imagine. Yeah. I can only begin to imagine, Peter. It's very difficult for you and the family. And look, we're thinking of you. And thanks again for getting in touch and joining us today on the show. Look, Christmas is just such a difficult period. And when there's bereavement involved, it the whole thing, I think, is just compounded over the next couple of weeks. But Peter, thanks so much again for sharing your story with us. Eamon in Waterford too has got in touch to say, I can really empathise listening to Peter. I think it's the same story with a lot of large organisations out there. Unfortunately, customer service is a thing of the past, says Eamon. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Peter Shelley with us here today on Lunchtime Live. If you want to get in touch, you can drop us an email either, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.